This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I see sky.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. But first, we do have Art from Bone Eye joining us to give us some great information. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. I'm in a nice 60, I think it's 68 degrees here in this AC room that I'm in. So it's nice. I just don't want to go outside.
Yeah, I don't think too many of your gardeners are going to be working in the garden today. That's probably not a good idea.
No, definitely not. Now, let's get right into it, because there's a lot of information that I'd like to touch on today in regards to what we can be doing in the garden and what we're seeing. Obviously not today, but in the next few days. Excuse me. Now, you know, with the heat that we've been having, there's a lot of lawn disease out there still. Can you give us some more information about that?
I can. You know, earlier in the season, we spoke about lawn disease, and the interesting thing about lawn diseases is there are several different ones, and different ones pop up their head when the weather conditions are change. And so right now, you know, I think we talked a lot about red thread earlier, but right now it's looking more like brown patch is the problem. And I actually saw some lawns that had, you know, went from one to the other. And it has to do with the heat, and the brown patch is more prevalent when the temperatures are warm at night. If it doesn't drop below 68 degrees at night, that's when they come around and that disease comes around. And the humidity, of course, has to do with it as well. But there's some things to do about it. Try to avoid it in the first place by proper watering. You know, if you can do something about drainage. We talked before about fertilizing with a slow-release fertilizer, not overdoing it, but putting on enough so that, you know, that last one that we spoke about, red thread, was more prevalent when the fertilizer had run out. But brown patch is, if you overdo it, sometimes that's more likely to happen. So a good slow-release quality fertilizer, like our Bone Eye fertilizers, you know, make a lot of sense. So you don't get the brown patch, but watering right now is a big issue. You know, of course, as far as the disease is concerned, you don't ever want to water at night. All your watering should be done in the morning when you know, the grass won't sit wet and the fungus won't spread. And, you know, it's tough to give someone an exact schedule without seeing the site and knowing about the soil, because it all depends on the soil type and how it holds moisture. Sandy soils, of course, dry out faster. The clay soils stay wet longer. But in general, you're better off watering less often but more deeply, okay? So you see a lot of folks with irrigation systems that have the things going off every day. You're more prone to problems with that. You want to encourage the root to grow deeper and be much healthier if you water less often and deeper when you do. So, you know, again, depending on the time of year and the heat and so on, you know, the lawn really only needs an inch or two a week, and that's including the rain. So don't water so often, and give it a good amount when you do. Two or three times a week, maybe, you know, is going to be plenty. Mowing it has a lot to do with these problems, too. You know, you want to mow it taller. leave it a good 3 or 4 inches tall, and then only cut off about a third of the grass at a time, and mow more often is much healthier than it is to let it get too tall and then try to cut it way back. You're going to get fewer weeds. The grass will have a chance to shade itself and keep the root or the crown of the plant cool. It's just more stressful when you mow the lawn too short. You know, for the brown patch and the diseases, we have a couple of products called Infuse. One is a granule, the other is a liquid. Comes in a hose end sprayer. The hose end sprayer, real easy to use. Just a matter of hooking up the hose and applying. The granules, put it in a fertilizer spreader. The both of them, you know, you need to check the rates on the packaging to make sure you're using the right amount over the right area. And as I've spoken about many times before, when it comes to lawn disease, it's better to prevent than it is to try to cure. You have to use more of the material so the product doesn't go as far when you're to the stage that I've seen a lot of the lawns now. But finally, you know, another great way to stop lawn disease is to plant grass the newer grass seeds, such as in our Bonide mixes, have newer varieties that have been bred for disease resistance. So if your lawn is getting old and tired and you've been having problems, you should probably overseed it in the fall, and that's going to put new vigorous plants into your turf, but also new varieties that are improved genetically to not get these diseases. Okay, so there's a lot of cultural practices. Aerating is a great way to help with this problem. Taking care of drainage issues, proper watering, proper mowing. And then finally, overseeding with a good grass seed mixture, such as what we have in our Bonide products with the varieties that are there. They're improved, so they won't have the disease issues so much as the grass that you have there now. Time to think about doing that for this fall. So, that's just, I've just seen so much of it out there this year, the diseases. I hate it when I see someone mow their lawn way too short. They're just asking for trouble.
So you're telling me, Art, that I gotta mow my lawn more often instead of all right. So it's a good thing my wife's not listening right now. I know she's busy with the kids, so we'll keep that.
You know, right now the lawn's not really growing very quickly. You know, you know, as hot and dry as it is, so you don't end up mowing quite as often this time of year, but it's just much better to let it grow longer and not cut off much of it at a time.
Definitely. Now, I know we're starting to see some insects in different areas. We got those white caterpillars coming all over. I know you're seeing them all over Connecticut, and they're creeping their way this way. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, that one is a tussock moth caterpillar, and, you know, I see them every year to some extent, and you know, they're very common, but they just don't go quite as crazy as they have this year for some reason. I've just seen a lot of them. You know, I think a lot of folks are familiar with the tent caterpillars that we get in the springtime, which is a darker color caterpillar. This one is white in color. As it matures, it changes colors a bit. I've seen the tents this year right now. And normally I see those, you know, in the springtime with the tent caterpillar, but right now it's the tussock moth doing the same kind of tent. And if you're seeing that, then, you know, it's damaging your prunus, your blueberries, your cherries, you might even see some of these things on vegetables. I saw some on a holly bush. You know, they're typically not a big nuisance. They're not a problem that are doing much damage in most years, but this year I've just seen a lot of them, and I've seen them doing some damage. I saw, just driving down the road, I saw, I think it was a crabapple that was just totally inundated with them, and you know, could well do that tree in if it doesn't get treated. So if you're seeing them on your property, on your landscape plants, you know, Captain Jack's or 8 are the right products to use. Of course, right now, be careful that you do it in the evening when it's cool. We don't want to be spraying when it's real hot out, so that, you know, the possibility of damage. 85 degrees is always my cutoff temperature, but you know, waiting until the evening when, you know, we don't want sunshine on them right after you spray it. If you're seeing some of these tussock moths, you know, in your vegetable garden or anything, you know, it's probably just a few of them, and you could probably just physically remove them. They're not doing that much damage, I wouldn't expect, in the vegetables, but they certainly do with the landscape plants. So, you know, scouting is something we talk about all the time, always trying to catch things early. Physical removal is always the first line of defense, and that may well work just real fine for the vegetables if you see some there. But if you're finding them in your landscape plants or fruit trees and such, you may want to spray. And Captain Jackson 8, of course, are the best products for that.
Awesome. Now, we're going to talk a little bit more about this on the other side of the break as well. But beetles are everywhere. And I know you're hearing it a lot, not just from everybody out there, but your wife's telling you, too. There's a few different kinds out there. And I saw a bunch of beetles recently as well. Only got about 30 seconds before the break, so I won't have you go into it a little bit. But there are a few different types that we're looking at. What are those beetles that we're looking at right now that you're seeing?
Well, you know, everybody's used to the Japanese beetles. Haven't seen quite so many of those this year, although it depends on where you are, but you might have. I haven't. But I'm seeing more Asiatic and Oriental beetles, and they are similar but a little different and cause some similar problems. And I guess when we get back to the break, we can talk more about that.
Definitely. We're going to be right back. When we get back, we'll continue with Art from Boneyed. Some great information for you guys. Be right back.
Weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. For the break, we were joined with Art from Bowknife, talking a little bit about beetles being out there, and we touched on it a little bit. We want to get right into that. So, Art, tell us a little bit about the beetles that we could be seeing right now.
Okay, well, we're seeing quite a few of several different species of beetles. The ones that I've identified and are concerned about are the Japanese beetle, the Asiatic beetle, and the Oriental beetle. And the reason for that is that they're the ones that are going to do the turf damage here in the fall. But just to say a few things first, in the beetle form that they're in now, you may find some on vegetables and ornamental plants, certainly the Japanese beetle. If you just have a few, it's okay to just pick them off and physically remove them. That's always my first line of defense. I've seen last night, we got home late and there were beetles flying all around the light right on our porch and all on the screen door and just all over the place. So, they don't bother me that much, but my daughter doesn't like them. So I'm going to go out and spray some of our household insect control, around on the screen and the screen door and the door jamb and some of the other, I spray around in the windowsills and so on around the house for, not just for those beetles, but for other things that may want to come in the house, like stink bugs and such. But you might find some of these beetles in the pool. They, rather than actually seeing them out in so much in the daytime in your garden, because they're more active at night. So you could go out and look with the. If you see some damage on some plants in the vegetable garden, you might go out at nighttime with a flashlight to look and see. But if there's chew marks and tissue missing, then pretty good chance it's one of these beetles. And again, if you want to pick them off, that's fine. But Captain Jack's is great product for the beetles. 8, of course, and then we have our Japanese beetle killer, which can work on the other species of other types of beetles too. So we have a few different ways to take care of them. But the reason why I wanted to bring them up today is because they're the ones that are doing the damage to your turf later on after they, right now they're having a big summer and they're laying eggs in your lawn, all these different species. So then, you know, later on this year, they'll be hatching. And those little grubs are the ones that eat the turf and do the turf damage. And it's not just Japanese beetles. That's the one that people know because they see them on their rose bushes. These other ones are out at nighttime and nobody really pays attention to them. Again, unless you have a pool, you see them in there for sure. Or, like I said, they were flying around the light by my, on my deck last night in a big way. The turf damage can be a major thing come fall. So the product that, you know, we recommend using, and right on the bag it says, when the beetles fly, it's time to apply. And that's our grub beater. So our grub beater is systemic, and you need to get it down in advance of the problem. And if you're seeing those beetles around, then there's a pretty good chance you're going to have that problem. Some years you do, some years you don't. Seems like there's a lot of beetles around this year. So it may be a big year for the turf damage this fall. The grub beater is, I mentioned, systemic. You put it down now, and then it'll protect throughout the fall. So that's when they eat the roots of the grass, and they would ingest the product, and that's how it works to kill the grubs. It's all part of their life cycle. That, you know, they're a beetle now, a grub later, and they come back again next year after they overwinter. But very important is that you apply that product and water it in right after you apply it. It breaks down with sunlight. That's, you know, put it down with the fertilizer spreader. But also I want to mention, with the heat and the drought we might be having in certain areas, make sure that there's moisture in the soil. So you actually want to, you know, hydrate your lawn first. So water your lawn. Make sure it's in good shape and it's not stressed from the heat and the drought before you apply the product, grub beater, and then water it in afterwards. And, you know, whenever you water, I didn't mention it before when we were talking about watering, but never water so much that the water runs off, just enough to make it absorb, and stop when you see it starting to puddle up and so on. So grub beater, hurry up and do it, though. It's, you know, we're on the late end of getting that done. And make sure you water it in properly when you're all set.
All right, Art, real quick, the website with information that if we have some
questions. Yeah, www.bonai.com. We have our dealer locator. You can get in touch with all the garden centers, hardware stores, and farm feed stores that have our products, and they can help you solve all these problems and more.
Excellent. Thank you, Art. We'll talk soon.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A day after Iran admits to seizing a British oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz, America's top diplomat says the United States is showing great patience with Iran. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying that the Trump administration still hopes the Tehran government changes its ways.
We're prepared to negotiate across a broad spectrum of issues with no preconditions, and I hope that they will do that. We've done everything we can to create the space for this, to continue to take actions that are deterrence and de-escalation so we can have this opportunity. But to date, we've seen no indications that the Iranians are prepared to fundamentally change the direction of their nation.
Another day of dangerous heat affecting two-thirds of the U.S. mainland, but things should get better on Monday, and by Tuesday, it could be unseasonably cool. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I had a bunch of guests there, but it was some great information to be helping us out in the garden and what we can be doing this time of year. You know, that's talking about cutting the lawn and where you should be cutting it is a great example of, you know, what to be doing at this point in time. And I love when I talk with Art because they're always about, you know, using less, doing less, and telling you how to do that. And that's what some of these techniques are. You know, cutting the lawn a little bit higher, so that it's not going to affect, you know, the insects, diseases. Also, cutting it more often, once a week at the same time, but only cutting it by a third. It's just, you know, taking care of it ahead of time. It's that IPM, Integrated Pest Management, which a lot of it is watching and knowing what has happened and what could happen in the future. So, I love hearing this stuff from Art. It's so good to hear about things that people want to, you know, help prevent instead of the constant use of a product. You know, be it organic or synthetic. So, Art, thank you for that. Also, Victoria from Natural Alternatives joined us. That was a lot of great information as well. We try to give you guys as much information as we can get you to make you successful in your garden. That's what we really try to achieve here at the Garden Club. But you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here to help you out. All your gardening questions. I know it's real hot. And it's hard to think about going into the garden right now because I'm sure feeling that way. I know where I work at Mahoney's in Winchester, we're actually going to close early today. It's too much to be, you know, having our employees out there working in the heat. as well as the customers who are coming in. We want everybody to be safe, so you should be inside, either in a AC or nice cool area, maybe even a pool, going from there. But stay cool today. It's going to be real hot. Tomorrow will be warm again, but Tuesday it's going to cool down. So here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give the roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mix contains only the finest natural ingredients plus mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and out for flowers and vegetables, and see why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants, and bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of a complete line of all natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, as I said earlier, I got back from vacation. I went to Martha's Vineyard, and it's funny, we were driving around, and there are hydrangeas in full bloom everywhere, and they're gorgeous. And we were sitting around and went with some family, and, you know, everybody's talking, and they're like, hey, so why are all the hydrangeas here so much bigger and nicer than back home? What's the deal? How come that's happening? So it was interesting, and, you know, I looking around, I saw a few, but then all of a sudden you could see every hydrangea on Martha's Vineyard looked 100 times better than they did here. They're just so full, etc. Has a lot to do with the climate a little bit, but also has a lot to do with the acidity level that is in the soil there. But it was interesting to see, because a lot of the hydrangeas were so big, so blue. I mean, obviously the acidity has something to do with that, but the blue was just, it was so bright. So, you know, they do have, they're a little bit of a different zone on Martha's Vineyard. They're not the same as parts of Massachusetts, etc. But they are gorgeous down there. So if anybody ever goes to it, just take a look at this time of the year at the hydrangeas, because I'll tell you, it's something you might never see. So it's something to look at. So we're gonna go back into the phone lines. We do have some calls. So James, who's up next?
Coming up, we have Gail from Mass, who actually has a question about a hydrangea.
Awesome. Gail, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I have the white hydrangeas, and they're big, they're beautiful, okay? This year, twice, I have put the pH rise on one of them for pink, okay, and I've watered them. And I put the other one, I've put the lower pH so that it would be blue. And I did this twice so far this year. How many times, or does it take like the next year for it to change color?
Well, so the white ones are a little bit harder to do. That you would need, for them to change color, you would need more of the blue styles. The, you know, your macrophylla type hydrangeas are the ones to really, that are going to give you that color. The whites kind of just stay the white, unfortunately. So, you know, you could, you know, take a try on it to see if you can get some more of the blue going from it. But unfortunately, with the paniculata type hydrangeas, the white hydrangeas, they will mostly just stay the white.
Bummer.
I'm sorry. I wish I had better news for you on that one. It's just,
yeah.
You know, they're it's hard. Even the blue ones, sometimes they'll be pink, and you'll have to use a lot of the acidic, the soil acidifier to help it. But they'll be that pink. But, you know, unfortunately, we won't be able to help the white one.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll enjoy them anyway, but they are big. I mean, they're as big as somebody's head. It's like they're gorgeous, but I just thought I wanted to change the color, but I'll just have to buy another one that is a blue or a pink.
And you're going to be looking for the microphylla type hydrangea. That's going to be, so they have a Latin terms, a genus and species. That's the species. And it's going to be hydrangea macrophylla. That's the one you're going to be looking for those colors.
Oh, okay.
So that way, when you go to the store, you get the right one.
Okay. All right.
Alrighty.
Okay. Thank you very much for your info. Have a good
Alrighty.
Day.
You too. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here to answer all your gardening questions. Do we have anybody else on the line, James?
We have Elaine.
All right, Elaine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Patrick, last year I had a trumpet vine that hadn't bloomed for a couple of years, and it was getting to be a real nuisance. It was coming up all over the place. So I went to the garden shop, and he gave me something to put paint on the root, and it did die back. But this year, I still have shoots coming up. The original plant is dead, but I still have these shoots still, and I'm just cutting them off, and I'm wondering if I should put this paint on these shoots.
I would definitely do the same. So what happens is you're
cutting them won't weaken them and, you know, have them go away.
No, what's going to end up happening if they're just popping up from the ground, they're just going to start to rejuvenate. So
okay.
You're going to have to do the same thing. Sometimes it's a last ditch effort from the plant. They're shooting out from the roots to try and you know, rejuvenate itself and get back to its former glory, if you will. So I would do the same thing, cut the shoots a little bit and paint it on. And if you can dig down with like a spade or something, almost root prune the area to try and cut off some of the root system as well, that would be helpful.
The original plant is dead. They're still coming up from wherever.
Well, so that's, you know, cutting them, you know, spreading that, you know, the spray on top of it, painting it on, and then cutting the root system around the dead plant, because I would say that maybe some of the roots were viable still, and they're coming through that. But it's going to take a couple applications. Unfortunately, it's not an easy kill.
It was the end of it last year. Oh, my goodness. Boy, that's a strong plant.
Yeah, they can be, definitely.
It didn't bloom for a couple of years, and, you know, nothing. I said, well, I got to get rid of this. It was just too much, and it still is, I guess. But, okay, thanks for your advice.
No problem. Good luck. Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. SummitResponsibleSolutions.com to find all that information. Great product. I actually used it at my house a couple, 3 weeks ago. I did a little bit of late, so I had some of the mosquitoes coming through, but I can look now, and there's nothing popping through. I could see them in their early stages, and there is nothing coming out of that area, and it's definitely worked wonders. So it's definitely a product to be using in standing water and help protect you and your family in the yard. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. So another another hour and 15 minutes to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. Excuse me. I was saying to James earlier, it's a scorcher out there, and it's been all over the country. I know it's hard to get out there and do anything. So, you know, stay cool. Don't get out there too much if you don't have to today. Get in a pool if you can. Check on your check on the neighbors, any of the older neighbors that might not be able to get some of that air conditioning, etc. Go check on them. Make sure that everybody's okay. We want everybody to get through this heat, because in a couple days we have some relief from the weather. So we're going to go to a break here. When we get back, we'll have more of your gardening questions. We do have some open lines, so give us a call so we can help you out with all of your gardening questions. Again, 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs through adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
Now I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have some callers on the line, so James, who's up next?
Coming up first, we have Barry in New Hampshire.
Barry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. I have an issue with those little brown sugar ants. I have anthills all over my lawn. I applied some of the insect killer, but it didn't touch them at all. I'm not sure what to do. I'm caught it there everywhere.
How long ago did you apply that?
Probably about 2 months ago. Yeah, okay. Probably early June, I guess.
And it didn't do anything? Did it cut back at all, or?
Yeah, it cut them back a little bit, then it came back even stronger. Now I got anthills everywhere.
Okay, so I know that ant, flea, and tick control from Bonide has to be done multiple times. To take care of it. I believe it's every 4 week intervals to help control it. It's not just a one and done. I noticed this year there's a lot more ants out there as well. So I did a couple things. I used I used the ant, flea, and tick control from Bonide in the lawn, and then I actually used a liquid spray so that it would be a little bit quicker, you know, because that granular needs to break down. It has to take care of some of the products. Excuse me. The granular has to break down, taking, the product inside that little pellet has to break down to get there. So I use more of like a mosquito control, but the mosquito control does have some of the qualities for ants in it to kill it. as well. If you look more at the mosquito beater, they have a mosquito beater. They have two of them. One's an organic product and one's a synthetic. That product there, it's not only going to kill some of the flies and everything along those lines. I've used it to spray over the lawn as well. I'm trying to think what else we could do for you to do that. I also see mine were starting to fly in, come into the house, so I use a lot of the ant traps. But you could actually use this liquid fertilizer. Not liquid fertilizer, I'm sorry. The liquid product, mosquito beater, to spray the lawn and around the areas. That's going to be your quick kill, and then the ant, flea, and tick's going to be the longer, you know, the four-month period, the slower killer that are going to kill some of the ones that didn't, die from the spray, or the ones that hadn't been completely hatched yet, etc., because they're going to come in multiple stages, and that's what you've seen happen. So it's about doing a, you know, like a 1-2 type punch on it.
Okay. Now, is that safe for a vegetable garden too as well? Because I see anthills in the vegetable garden as well.
So the spray that the one I wanted you to spray like the lawn with, that one's a synthetic, so it's not the best to be putting in the garden. They do have a mosquito control that's organic. I'd have to take a look at the back of the bottle. I'm at the website at the same time as we're talking because I want to make sure I give you the right info.
Thanks.
I look at the labels as we're talking at the same time. And it'll tell us it is organic. So they have a mosquito beater that has like a tan corner to it. The tan corner will show you that... it's organic, whereas the purple corner will show you that it's a synthetic. So this one doesn't tell me anything about it. It's more of like a, it's more mostly oils, like citronella, lemongrass. This is more of like a preventer in getting in the way of those areas. For ants in there, I'm going to have to take a look. I can't remember. My dad had a great... He used borax soap and some sugar and water. I don't know the parts.
I remember him saying 20 mule team soap or something like that.
Yeah, you can use that, but the borax soap was the one that he always would use, because borax is derived of boron, and boron is actually a good use for a garden in the lawn as well. I'm going to try to remember that, so stay tuned on that one. I'm going to look it up. But that could be a good one for the garden. It's killing me. I know the formula, I just can't think of it off the top of my head. So listen for a little bit, and I'll try to get it out there. All right, Barry?
Very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We'll be right back at the 9 o'clock hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.